USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Syrian and Russian troops providing military assistance to help Kurds repel advancing Turkish forces. This comes as U.S. forces move out of the region. That move could increase Russian President Vladimir Putin's influence in Syria and would likely lessen the Kurds' odds of gaining independence in Syria. A former White House advisor on Russia answering questions in a House impeachment inquiry today, Fiona Hill resigning as the president's top Russia analyst just days before a call in July with the new president of Ukraine. The House launching that inquiry last month after learning Trump repeatedly asked the Ukrainian president to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden and his son. Republican Representative Matt Gaetz of Florida asked to leave the hearing as it began.
I'm on the Agriculture Committee. I'm on a committee that has jurisdiction over impeachment, and I'm not able to participate. What are Democrats so afraid of? That if I go and listen to questions and answers, that will somehow prejudice their case? Must be a pretty weak case.
Well, Hill is testifying behind closed doors. This is USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. According to a Bank of America survey, women entrepreneurs are poised to end 2019 on a high note, with 84% anticipating year-over-year revenue growth. Future revenue projections and expansion plans have reached four-year highs and are stronger among women business owners than their male counterparts. Bank of America executive Sharon Miller shares her perspectives on the research.
Women business owners see a bright future for their businesses, anticipating revenue growth and expansion opportunities in the year ahead. However, there is still work to be done, as many say work-life balance, access to capital, and pay equality remain issues. They identified having more women in powerful positions of influence as a factor that could help pave the way for the next generation of women entrepreneurs. At Bank of America, we intend to do our part by providing the opportunities and resources women need to help launch and grow their businesses.
For more information about the Bank of America Women Business Owner Spotlight, visit bankofamerica.com.
The death toll continues rising after a powerful typhoon hits Japan over the weekend. NHK TV says at least 50 people are dead from that storm that dumped nearly 3 feet of rain on some areas. Government officials fear more bodies will be found after catastrophic flooding in many communities near Tokyo and further inland. They deployed about 30,000 troops to assist rescue efforts in thousands of homes still without power. A report on alleged FISA abuse from the Department of Justice Inspector General could be out by Friday, and it could reveal what launched the Russia investigation. They'll be looking into allegations the FBI and DOJ used FISA to launch a probe into Trump campaign aide Carter Page. Georgia Republican Congressman Doug Collins says he's going to withhold judgment until we have all the facts on Fox.
The IG report is going to show what it's going to show, and I believe it's going to have a lot more than most people are aware of, because you're seeing the players who have been involved in it squirming on stage, and we'll see how that comes out.
Lawmakers hope the report's going to answer questions about the legitimacy of the investigation into the president's 2016 campaign and its relationship with Russia. I'm John DeMaster for USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A woman in Texas is dead after a Fort Worth police officer shot her to death inside her home over the weekend. Lee Merritt is the attorney for the victim, 28-year-old Atania Jefferson.
She went to investigate at the window. An officer was on the other side who shot the commands, and before she had a moment to respond, he shot her to death. That's murder.
All body cam footage shows the officer looking inside a window using a flashlight, spotted somebody, and told her to put her hands up. He then opened fire. There's outrage because the cop is white, the victim is black. The officer investigating the house because a door was left open. Average gas prices around the nation dropping 3 cents in the last week. The current price, about $2.63 a gallon. Here's John Clements.
That $2.63 national average is 26 cents lower than a year ago, but very little relief to California motorists, who are paying the nation's highest at $4.16 a gallon, followed by Hawaii at $3.62, then in Nevada, $3.46. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us where the lowest prices can be found at the pump.
Amongst the nation's 50 states, the lowest averages can be found in South Carolina, where prices stand at $2.21 per gallon, followed by Louisiana with a statewide average of $2.22, and Mississippi with a statewide average of $2.24.
I'm John Clemens.
Well, Lay's coming out with a new chip flavor this fall. It's grilled cheese and tomato soup in chip form, following other flavors like fried green tomatoes and crispy taco. The bags hit shelves nationwide beginning next week. I'm John DeMaster for USA Radio News.